Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
I'm joined by Spiro Economopoulos, Artistic Director of Europa Europa Film Festival, joining us to give us some insights on this groundbreaking festival on the eve of the 2026 edition. Spiro, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to SBS French.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk about the program.
Yeah, now run us through the Europa Europa Film Festival, an event that's actually not only taking place in across several cities in Australia, but also in Auckland in New Zealand.
This is actually the first time we've expanded the festival out so much. We've been going for 5 years now. In the past, we've just been limiting our screenings to Melbourne and Sydney. But this year, we're branching out to Adelaide and Brisbane and obviously Auckland, New Zealand. So we're really excited about the expansion. I think the festival has been slowly growing its audience. And I think this was this opportunity to take that kind of big leap forward and see how audiences around Australia and New Zealand embrace the festival.
Yeah, and so over several weeks, from starting from the 19th of February, you'll be showcasing up to 43 films from different European countries, including France.
Yes, that's 43 films from 22 countries across Europe. Yep, and particularly France. France obviously has an incredible film industry, so they're represented here quite healthily in terms of the films that we've got on offer. But we're always really excited to program French cinema, which is having a very exciting time at the moment as well, I would think.
Yeah, can you tell us a word or two about the French films you've selected for this festival?
Absolutely. I mean, the big one for me, which I think is really interesting, is I won't do the French title because I'll probably do a terrible version of it. But a film called The One I Loved, which is essentially a biography about very famous French cinema couple, Simone Signoret and Yves Montand. And it's about their very tumultuous relationship and marriage. Particularly, there was a lot of infidelities involved in it. In particular, Yves Montand, who had a very notorious, very kind of well-publicized affair with Marilyn Monroe. And I can imagine, the angst that would have caused Simone, thinking, that her husband's having an affair with probably one of the most, famous sex bombs in the world. So that would have been quite complicated. So it's a really interesting film. The filmmaker, Diane Curis, is a well-known filmmaker who made films like Peppermint Soda, for your viewers might know. So, yeah, I think it's a really interesting film.
Yeah, very interesting, that film, The One I Loved, or Celle que j'ai aimé, in French, a movie by Fabien Godet, a movie about love and infidelity. But these are not the only theme that you explored in the festival, especially when it comes to French cinema. There's also a film that's featured that's quite provocative, L'Accident du Piano, or The Piano Accident.
Yes, the Quentin Dupley film, which stars Adèle Exarchopoulos, who obviously was in, she's been in a lot of films, including Blue's The Warmest Colour. He's a very provocative filmmaker who, if you are aware of his work, makes very kind of absurdist kind of films that are very humorous in a way. And this has got a really interesting kind of take that looks at a social media sort of celebrity, which is played by Adele, who basically has this unusual condition where she can't feel any pain. So a lot of her online media stunts involve her kind of putting herself in very painful situations. And the film kind of takes place around her getting interviewed by a journalist who is in on her secret and trying to expose that. It's very funny. It's a very kind of dark look at the age of social media that we're living in. And yeah, I think it's kind of a lot of fun.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn. Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
So a film by Quentin Dupieux featuring Adèle Exarchopoulos and Jérôme Commandeur, Sandrine Kiberlin, and Karim Lectou, amongst the other actors.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And there's also a film that I saw that would be really interesting for Francophone and French, actually Parisians. It's a Polish film about Chopin, A Sonata in Paris.
Chopin, A Sonata in Paris. It's a really interesting film that obviously looks at the life of Chopin, but I think what's really interesting about it is that it kind of approaches the life of this artist in a very irreverent way. Like, it kind of treats him like he is like some 70s rock star. You know, it's about very much about the excesses in his life, him, you know, burning the candle on both ends and at the same time composing these incredible pieces of work. And I think it's a very fresh approach, I think, to a genre, you know, a biography genre, which sometimes can look, you know, can seem really familiar, but I think the way the filmmaker approaches it is really fresh.
The festival takes place across Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, various cities in Australia, and Auckland in New Zealand. Are there any particular days for French-speaking audience so that they don't miss all these French film featured in your festival? But not only French movies, but also films depicting Paris, like Chopin, by a Polish film director.
Yeah, well, I mean, the good news about films like Chopin is that it's playing several times across the festival, and our festival goes for a month, so it goes to the 19th of February to 19th of March. So you've got plenty of opportunities to check it out in Melbourne and Sydney, at least. I think in the other states, it's only a few weeks. But so a lot of the films will play at least, you know, at least four times. I think the best thing for you to do is go on the website. And there's a lot of other great French films there to discover, like, you know, for example, A Magnificent Life, which is by the same filmmakers that did the triplets of Belleville.
Yeah.
And this is a really wonderful animated film about the life of famous French playwright and novelist and screenwriter Marcel Pagnol, which is really wonderful. I think it's such a beautiful tribute to French cinema and this artist's life. And I think it's a really lovely movie. So I do urge your audience to seek that one out as well.
Now, before I let you go, anything you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners we may have missed?
I mean, we have some really great retrospective programs. Obviously, we've got a really wonderful Michelangelo Antonioni one, but one that might be of interest to your audience is we've got a fantastic Eric Rohmer retrospective, and we're doing his Tale of Four Season films, which is Tale of Autumn, Tale of Summer, Winter and Springtime. And this is a series of films that he did in the sort of early to late 90s, which are, I think, a real kind of accumulation of his work. He's a really obviously very well-known French filmmaker. And I think it's really wonderful to be able to present these films and hopefully, if you haven't seen them before, for you to discover them.
I would put the word out there. Well, Spiro, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on SBS
Lovely.
French today and giving us a really, really good insight into the upcoming Europa Film Festival.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate that.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.